Hi, I'm Kara Sutterfield, and this is my podcast. After over 20 years of leading one-on-one and group coaching in professional settings, I developed a passion for helping other women uncover who they long to become and how to live into that vision of self today. Let's deep dive into this profound exploration together. Discover how best to embody the highest version of ourselves and take action in this present moment to be her now. Welcome back to the To Be Her Now podcast. So happy to be here with you again. I had a really awesome experience recently of getting to travel with my spouse for her business trip. I tagged along and it allowed us to travel to the Pacific Northwest, which I had not been to in quite a long while. It was a quick trip. We were away from home for about 5 days total. But man, did I come back super refreshed, inspired, ready to dive back into our regular life with such a renewed sense of vigor that it got me thinking about new perspectives. And so today I would like to share with you ways to gain new perspective, some of which may not be in your current city, and many are, because the reality is most of us can't travel on a whim with the intention of gaining new perspective on a regular basis. So most of my ideas are things you can do from home without going very far. So here we go. My first two are pulled directly from this trip. So the first is, of course, to travel. It is so refreshing to see different ways that people live, experience different cultures, see new sights, observe how life doesn't have to be the rut that you are in. It can expand to so many different possibilities with just a few choices on your part. And I feel like travel really brings that perspective. Now, if you are able to travel the world, awesome. Another huge way to expand your perspective. But maybe if plane travel is out of your budget, maybe it's just about taking a little road trip to a nearby town just to get out of your regular routine for a little while. Another thing we did while we were out of town, but that I do frequently at home to gain perspective, is spend time in nature. So we got to go to Muir Woods National Park and be among the redwoods, which if you ever need to feel small and remember that your problems are pretty tiny compared to the planet continuing to keep on keeping on, nature is an incredible way to do that. It's not every day I get to go to the redwoods because I do not live on the West Coast, but I'll frequently go to nearby hiking trails or parks and just immerse myself in nature, let myself listen to the birds, enjoy the weather, no matter what the weather is, and just feel small next to something that has stood for hundreds or even thousands of years. Such a great way to shift your perspective out of what feels urgent and into what feels eternal. My third idea to change your perspective is to volunteer. Get involved with a cause that you're passionate about. And it does not have to be a cause that aligns with the people around you or that sounds good. Truly pick something that is important to you and invest your time or even your finances to learn about what that cause is and to help be a part of the solution for it. Idea number four is to learn something new. Whether you are learning that thing from a book or a class, perhaps like a yoga class at a formal studio or community classes offered through the local school districts or a video that you find online, there's a thousand ways to learn new things now that cost no dollars. But challenging your brain in that way to be in the unknown, to be uncomfortable, to be a beginner, is such a valuable perspective that in so many ways can open you to new ideas in other areas of your life because you're staying in this uncomfortable state of being when you're learning something new. My fifth idea to gain a new perspective, and these aren't in any particular order, is to have new conversations. Whether you are joining a group that allows you to meet new people, or you're intentionally reaching outside of your normal familiar circle of influence, your closest friends and family, to get to know or better understand or learn from someone that you wouldn't normally encounter on a regular basis, that's a great way to get new perspective. Lately, in my own life, I'm doing a little experiment with this one in particular, where I've reached out to people that I haven't seen or talked to, in some cases, years, to arrange to meet for coffee or lunch and just catch up. They've had experiences in their life that I haven't necessarily witnessed or been around to hear about or to learn from, and I'm sure vice versa. So I've been on a few of these coffee dates, and I left feeling so invigorated by the conversation, and I didn't go in with any sort of idea of what the conversation had to be. I just went in with an open heart and a willingness to hold space and be present with someone with a genuine curiosity about who they are now, what they've been up to lately, and to listen for ways that I can support them in whatever they're doing these days. Idea number 6 is to read or to learn about a topic that you're unsure of. Every day in conversation, gosh, I have high schoolers in my house, so they're always coming home with new things they've learned in school that weren't taught when I was in school 20 years ago. So just taking the time to learn about those little things or the curiosities that come up in your day is a great way to add to your perspective. The internet is probably the easiest and most common way to gain new perspective. But to do so in a mindful way, how are you utilizing the internet to intentionally expose yourself to new perspectives with an open mind and heart, and to then apply those or utilize those in a way that benefits your life? From YouTube to TED Talks, or to intentionally utilizing social media in a positive way, there's lots of ways to utilize the internet to add or to gain new perspective. The 9th idea I have for gaining new perspective is to sit in stillness. Whether you practice meditation or just being bored on the couch without the distraction of electronics or music, podcasts, etc., sitting with your own thoughts in those moments of stillness is the best time to come up with solutions to questions that you have, problems that you've encountered, ideas that you've been trying to connect or to bridge the gap between. We fill almost every second of our idle time now in today's day and age, at risk of sounding like an old lady. But it's in those moments of boredom and stillness that we gain the most perspective from the one perspective that has the most influence in our life, and that's our own. But if we don't get quiet long enough to hear that and to listen to ourselves, we miss out on a very valuable resource. And finally, my last idea to gain new perspective is to create events for yourself and others that bring people together. Whether it's a potluck, or maybe a night to play games, or going and doing touristy things in your own city, bringing people together in mass, or at least 3 or 4 new people at the same time, will stimulate conversations that you absolutely won't have otherwise when it's just you and one other person. And it's a great way to enlighten everyone into new perspectives in a way that they may not receive otherwise as well. I hope that as you move into this new week, that you will keep your eyes and ears and heart open to ways that you can gain new perspective. Because it's through these enriching experiences that we become the best of ourselves, and that we get to share the best of ourselves with others. I hope you have a great week. Take care.